Philips Ampere PLC laser indicator. This date is 10/22/2022. Dictation is for Miss Nancy Hurtado spells Hurtado. Nancy spells Nancy. Date of birth is 09/11/1966. This is a 56-year-old female here with abdominal pain. Period. Next paragraph. Patient stated this has been going on for quite a long time. She was seen and evaluated with this problem and diagnosed in the past with UTI as well as fatty liver. She indicated that she had a CT scan done because of her pain. CT scan done of the pelvic and abdomen, which revealed fatty liver and all other organ systems and circulatory systems were normal. Period. She said she continued to have pain today. She rated pain 6 as 10, increased with touch. Pain is located diffusely in her lower abdomen, sometimes in her left, sometimes in her right upper region, right upper quadrant. Period. The pain is non-radiating, and she denies trauma. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared. Last visit, no changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review systems, all systems for review were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97%, urinary blood pressure 98, respiration 18, temperature 67, blood pressure is 122/77. Period. Next paragraph. HENT, normal. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no managerial signs. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, no rebound, no guarding. She has some mild tenderness in the right upper quadrant region, no negative Murphy sign. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucosa, papules, no vesicles, or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. Bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions normal, mood and effects normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is weight loss, number 2, decreased appetite, number 3, abdominal pain. Period. A review of patient's CT scan shows fatty liver, but no other significant abnormality. Patient had a lengthy discussion about what could cause her weight loss and decreased appetite and abdominal pain. She was advised she needs some tests, and she was offered the following: CBC, CMP, lipase, thyroid, TSH. Says she understands but cannot have these tests done today, citing funding as the reason. Period. Next paragraph. Patient will be discharged with the following medication: Bentil 20 milligrams. She will take 1 pill TID for 14 days. Next medication: prednisone 20 milligrams, 1 pill QAM times 14 days. Number 14, in parentheses, patient indicated that she has had ulcerative colitis in the past, but this has not felt similar. I will try this prednisone and strict, give her strict return precautions. She says she understands. That's right. She was also encouraged to go to the emergency room to have her abdomen reevaluated. Note that her CT scan was done recently in October, and CT scan revealed nothing of significant spirit. She was given an opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of presentation.